Expanding identification. What we identify with determines how we behave and what choices we will make in any given situation. When we are born, our world is very small. What we identify with begins at a personal level. We identify with our own physical body, property, and ideas. We may be hurt when they are criticized and react strongly to defend them. We also identify on a collective level. Identification with our family, clan, and race are extensions of identifying with our body. The city, state, and nation become extensions of our property. A person's philosophy, religion, and ideology are extensions of one's ideas. This natural process of expanding identification cannot stop there. If our sphere of identification is limited, then anything outside is a potential enemy. When the enemy is perceived as too threatening, we may justify killing. Wars result from identification that is too limited, confined to the collective and individual level. Our survival depends on expanding our identification to include the largest frame of reference, the whole of mankind, even those we are told are our enemies. Realizing that we are neighbors forever, with a shared yet diverse humanity, we can begin building our common future. This is illustrated by a series of circles, the smallest central one being the self, surrounded by family, surrounded by community, surrounded by nation, surrounded by the earth and all people. It's also shown as a chart. Our mode of thinking is determined by what we identify with. So on the personal level, we identify with body, property, and ideas. At the collective level, we identify with race, family, clan, nation, state, city, ideology, philosophy, religion. But at the whole level, we identify with humanity, earth, and truth. Read by Anne Milholland.